My name is Waylene. It's W-A-Y-L-E-N-E. And my last name is Hiles, H-I-L-E-S.
Okay. And your title?
I'm the Deputy Secretary of State for Elections.
Okay. I understand that absentee ballots for people who are overseas or in military service are soon going to be available. Tell me how they're available and how people apply for them.
Okay. The LEAs will accept requests for the absentee ballots from the overseas voter, and they can do it by on the internet or email or send it in. And then the ballots will actually go out, if they've requested them, no later than December 24th.
Is there a deadline for them to apply?
They can apply, let's see. Well, if they February 1 is the last deadline that they can apply if someone would go in for them. They have to actually get them and get them back by February the 7th.
So if they're overseas, it's probably a good idea to apply for them just as soon as the date that the ballots are available would be, right?
Right.
And Christmas Eve is the first day that the ballots are actually available?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they would not apply to the Secretary of State's office, would they? Who would they apply to?
They would apply to their local LEA. And we have information on our website that helps them through that process.
LEA is the local election authority.
Yes, it would be the local election authority where they're registered, you know, in the county where they're registered or the jurisdiction where they're registered.
How do these folks who are far, far away go about identifying themselves when they apply for one of these absentee ballots? They can't walk into an office and show somebody their driver's license. So how do the folks in the local election office know that this is actually John Jones or Jeanette Smith who's applying?
Well, they would sign the actual document, you know, once they actually send it in, and they do it that way, and then they have the information that they disclose when they're on their application and everything that helps the LEA identify them.
Okay, so as I understand the process, they get in touch. Can they get in touch by just sending an email to their local election authority or making a telephone call?
All the applications and everything are available on our website. Okay. And there's a special application the military can use that's also there, and it leads them through the process, and then they send that in to their LEA.
Okay, so they pull this document off of your website, they fill it out, they send it in to their local election person at home.
Yes, and then they would then in turn email them or send them the ballot in the mail, whichever the person, they can choose which way they want to get the actual ballot.
But they can't vote on the Internet, can they?
They cannot vote on the Internet. They can get the application off and complete it, and then whenever the LEA goes to send the ballot, the person can indicate to the LEA when they apply whether they want it by email or they want to have the LEA mail it to them. So they can get the ballot, the uncompleted ballot, you know, the blank ballot, by email, but then they actually would fill it out and then send it back. Regular process. They would not send it back over the Internet. If they're in a hostile zone, Missouri law does allow them to then be able to send it by fax or email, but only those individuals that are in a hostile zone. And the LEAs, and that information's also on our website as to what is a hostile zone.
Yeah, I was going to be my question. At this point, it seems to me Afghanistan is probably the only hostile zone. Although,
well, there's a list of them. There's way more than just Afghanistan, but there is a list of the areas where they consider to be a hostile zone.
Yeah, I'll go look at that. That would be interesting to see what we consider hostile zones. Well, this is what, 6 weeks they have to get all of this done?
Just a little over 6 weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like very much time to apply and get the ballot and vote on it and send it back. So they've got to be really hustling here, don't they?
They have to, the military and the Department of Defense has done everything they can to help expedite this. So even though it's a short period of time, by allowing them to get their blank ballots by email, and then they work with the Postal Service, the Department of Defense, to have an expedited process for how they can get those ballots back. So It is a short period of time, but they've done everything in their power to, you know, help it work.
Yeah, until the time comes that we finally figure out a way that they can vote through the Internet, which I understand is on being studied up in Columbia.
That's right. The University of Missouri just got a grant to actually look at that process, but there's quite a number of hurdles that they'll have to actually look at as far as security and things before that will be, you know, possible.
Right off the top of your head, I assume you've been there long enough that you've seen an election cycle or two. Do we get very many ballots from our overseas folks?
Yes, we do. It's when you look at the entire population of everybody that votes, it doesn't seem like it's huge, but we do have a good return on those. And certain counties where there's more of a military or population, they, of course, have more than others.
Does the ballot have to be back in the local election authority's hands by election day, or if it's postmarked and doesn't get there until a day or two later, is it still valid?
No, it has to actually be in the election authority's hands by election day. By the end of election day, we have to have received it.
Do you have any feel for what kind of a percentage of people who are overseas who are eligible to vote take advantage of this opportunity, or at least apply?
I would have to get back to you on that, and we could get you that figure, but I don't absolutely know that without checking.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you even had that kind of a figure there, because there's just an awful lot of people who are overseas that never leave word that they're not within the home county or the home state, so you don't even, hard to even figure out how many there are, I guess.
Everybody that could possibly apply, we wouldn't absolutely know. We would just know how many applied and then how many returns we had.
Anything else we need to touch on to tell people or to at least inform relatives that they need to be getting in touch with the folks overseas and tell them, hey, you need to vote?
Not that I can think of. There's a deadline if they want to apply by guardian or relative, you know, like if they've empowered somebody to apply, and that's February 1.
Okay.
So if somebody was going to apply on behalf of them, they would need to do it by that date. Otherwise, I think we've pretty well covered.
How does that work? Does the guardian or their representative go down to the courthouse and get the ballot and then call up the person overseas and say, how do you want me to mark this for you? Or how does it work?
Usually they've been in communication and they know an address for the person and things like that, and they just go in person if the person has asked them to, rather than them trying to do it through the mail or on the Internet or something.
So does it become a proxy type of voting system then?
Well, they would actually give the person a way to send, you know, the LEA would provide the LEA with the information to send them the ballot.